Markets are slumping today. We're joined by John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove. Welcome to the program, John. What's roiling the markets today?
Well, Chris, today we are reminded that stocks are volatile, and we're getting an effect from interest rates and tariffs. Now, this has been in the news for months, but today the selling is becoming more profound because we tested the 50-day moving average yesterday in the S&P 500 and broke through today, and that has created this wave of selling. You know, it's easy to get lulled into a false sense of security when the market is moving up, and these are the times that we get reminded that the market can be vulnerable, especially at a time like this where the rates have been rising and the P.E. ratios are extended. We've had the situation where we've had 30 years of this positive correlation between stocks and bonds as rates have fallen. Now we're in this period of decoupling.
And the rates, the situation, people are a little afraid. What's going on?
So as rates move up, and for a while it looked like the yield curve might flatten, but we've got some steepness there on the short end. What happens is people look at their stocks and the dividend yield, and they say, I'm getting 1.8 on the average S&P 500 stock, but today I can actually look at my money market, or I can look at a very short-term treasury, and I can get over 2% now, 2.25% on the 3 months. So being defensive becomes a little bit more palatable rather than staying in stocks. And again, we're getting this movement of a wave that says, hey, let's go ahead and take some money off the table, which is never a bad idea to take some profits. Now, the tariffs are also an interesting thing. Yesterday, I was at a store pricing out some tile for my home, and the salesperson said, you want to buy today because the prices are going to go up by the end of the month due to the tariffs. And that's one instance, but you multiply that across the economy. Maybe people are finally coming to the point where they're saying, maybe we need to take some money off the table because the tariffs are going to go into effect, and they are going to affect sales.
What do you think is going on with tech stocks? Not only are they getting hammered today, I mean, the NASDAQ down nearly 2%. It was over 2% at one point, but we've seen kind of a sustained pullback here.
Yeah, I think that this is back to that the market being vulnerable, P.E. ratios being extended, especially true for the FANG stocks, except perhaps maybe Apple. And so the first thing is we got to pull back to support. As an example, support in Amazon is at about 1632. So we still have some ways to go, trading around 1,800 right now. I wouldn't read a lot into it just yet in terms of a change for these stocks, but certainly they're vulnerable. And if your portfolio is overweight, you should be trimming. And this is not a bad time actually to trim. It feels like it's a horrible sell-off, but when you take a look at where we have come so far this year, most positions are still up in price.
So do you see for the investor who maybe has a while left, you know, they're not looking for short term when it comes to the tech stocks. Are there some of these bigger FANG names that maybe hold on to it for a while and see what happens down the road?
The P.E. ratio on Apple looks pretty good, and their return on assets is very good. The return on assets is 16.91. Compare that to Amazon at about 5%. So that might be something to look at. The other thing is, as investors, we have to force ourselves into the discipline of pulling some money off the table, taking some profits, having some cash for when these opportunities arise. We're at the point in the cycle right now, as interest rates do rise, these sell-offs will probably happen more frequently, and they create opportunity at this point in the cycle. I don't see anything turning negative like the financial crisis for, you know, perhaps a decade or two, but there will be these pullbacks, there will be recessions that hit. It's nice to have the cash when the market goes on sale in order to go nibbling and diversify the portfolio. So right now, I actually would look at diversifying.
You think that it will be another 10 years, really?
Before another financial crisis, not a recession.
Well, yes.
You know, recession could be, you know, who knows? I'm seeing anywhere from 6 months to a couple of years. But in terms of a major, major financial crisis, these major financial crises come along about every 50 to 60 years. We had ours in 2008. Prior to that, it was the Great Depression. And the Fed really did do a good job of walking us through the 2008 situation. So I think investors can have that long-term view as long as they're careful about their buys, recognizing that when interest rates get up to a critical point, that's where we'll have some more issues. And that might be around the 5.5% to 6% range, but that could still be 10 years away.
Do you see a herd mentality going on here? More and more people pulling money out, other people follow? Or is there just a general sense in which, as you're saying, it's time to diversify and also time to take some money off the table and wait for better buying days?
I'm not seeing the total herd mentality just yet because the VIX has not gone above 19. So we touched 19 yesterday. We are in the danger zone right now. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see the herd mentality kick in the next week. After all, this is October. So this October, it looks like it's not going to disappoint.
John, thanks for joining us today. Nice to have you on the program. John Beaver is president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove.